You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. That music is from the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble, and joining us is Rose Spraza.
Yes.
How are you? I should have said it more more convincingly, that I was confident that I was getting it correct. Congratulations, first of all. You've gotten married since we last saw you.
Yes, I did. Thank you very much.
You didn't invite us. Craig, were you invited to the wedding?
I was not invited to the wedding.
That's all right.
You know, it was in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that would have been a hard... Yeah, I'm glad that you knew we would
not...
That's a rough commute. It makes it easier on us to not have to say no.
For sure.
So tell us about this event we have coming up on Saturday. I'm emceeing, and it's a whole variety show.
It's a variety show. It's the first time the Clarinet Ensemble is going to do something to try to appeal to a wider audience.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be doing a variety show that includes flag twirlers.
Yes.
And dancers. And a comedian.
Hello. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and we have a piece that has narration. So a little bit of something for everyone.
And by the way, Craig, you told me in my ear what music they were playing a moment ago.
And then I closed it, Pursuit of Happiness or something.
Oh, that was a piece that was commissioned for us, Pursuits of Happiness by Eric Mandat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean it was commissioned?
I commissioned it from a composer who lives in Southern Illinois.
He said, write something for me?
Yeah.
And make it happy sounding?
Exactly.
And lovely?
Yeah.
We'll go back and kind of let people know the genesis of inviting you into the studio, because Craig found you. We were having bands on every week. And everyone I talked to, almost, I would say 75% of them started out playing the clarinet. Because at some point, for many kids, when they're told to pick an instrument, many of them, it turns out, pick a clarinet. And then they leave. But we had not had a single clarinet player.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked Craig, where are all the clarinet players? So he found all the clarinet players.
He went to the right place.
He certainly did. So tonight we were going to have 20 clarinetists.
Yeah, about 20 here. And this is about half of what we will have in the concert when you're with us on Saturday. And
clarinists? Clarinetists?
I like clarinetists.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, well, what do you
What
do you go by?
Clarinetists.
Clarinetists.
Yes.
What did I say? Clarinetists?
Clarinetists is much better.
Now I don't know which one it was. Last hour I was getting one of our guest names wrong, and now I'm going to get clarinetists.
That was good.
All right, then. It's nice. Just pat me on the head. That's okay, Patty. You'll get one of these times. So tell us how the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble came to be. Is this Northeastern Illinois group?
So the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble, we're in residence at Northeastern,
yes.
But it's a group that I put together in 2007, and it consists of some students, some professionals, and some community members.
And how long did it take for you to attract more clarinetists?
Not long. I wasn't sure if people were going to be interested in it, because it's a volunteer group.
Right.
Our guest artists, of course, that's a different story, but everybody here comes and plays. And I thought, I wonder if these people are going to want to come and read clarinet music and do clarinet concerts. And they came in droves. It's kind of unbelievable.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean,
yeah,
I'm a
it's
big,
fun.
I grew up on Glenn Miller music.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the reasons when, I was finding out how many musicians started on a clarinet but did not stay with it.
Yeah.
That's why I was curious, and I was so happy to have found you. And
likewise.
I'm sorry it's been a while, I know, since we last had you in studio.
Oh, okay.
This is something we could talk about some other time. I don't know if you have ever encountered youngsters who are, wonderful clarinet players and ever have. I found out about this program in the Marines, and I know this sounds crazy, but it's kind of this really crazy. They go through boot camp, and so they're trained like a Marine,
mm-hmm.
but then they travel around the world as musicians. It's like a really competitive program, and so the reason I'm telling you the story is that one of their conductors, who's also, he's not a tuba player. He told me what it was, a sousa. It was like a
sousaphone.
Yeah, sousaphone.
Okay.
And he told me that his teacher, he wanted to play the clarinet, but because he was a bigger kid, she made him play the tuba.
Yeah.
And I was like, aw, that seems a little aggressive. That seems great way to tell your student that he shops in the husky section, right? It's like, well, that seems, but he's now he travels the world and is the conductor. He does like all the graduations at the Marine Corps boot camp in San Diego. When you were choosing an instrument, did you seek out the clarinet, or how did you end up playing?
I ended up playing because my older sister was a music major,
mm-hmm.
and when you're studying music education, you have to learn how to play all of the instruments a little bit.
Okay.
So I would, when she would bring home a new instrument, I'd kind of sit on the floor and watch her play, and I watched her play the flute and the trumpet, and I'd always kind of half-heartedly go, "Can I try?" And she'd say, "No, shut up."
Ooh, cranky sister.
Yeah, yeah, oh
yeah,
yeah, for sure. But the day she brought home the clarinet, I just fell in love with the sound. Wow. And I said, please let me try. Please let me try. So I badgered her so much and she let me try. And apparently she gave me the clarinet and I was able to just kind of make a sound.
Right.
So she
Which
said,
is not easy to do when you just pick it up.
No, you know, because we gave you a lesson.
I know. I kept trying and trying. I was blown away and I couldn't get that. Yeah, it was a tough
Rose's
one.
Sister sounds like a really mean clarinist.
For sure.
Is it now? Is it clarinist?
It's clarinetist.
I'm just saying it wrong on purpose, Patty. I'm
sorry. I'm so confused. Yeah. Oh well, we have 20 clarinetists in studio, and we're gonna have some music from them. We'll take a quick break so you guys can set up more with the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble with all its clarinetists after this on 720 WGN in the Allstate Showcase Studio with some live music. Are the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble, our clarinetists playing Syncopated Clock. I have to get back to the microphone because the conductor was in my. I don't want to get in his way, Rose.
I know he's rough. He's rough.
Oh yeah. Is he? Too much information about your husband. That's too much. Oh, look at how many shades of red he's turned.
It's matching his sweater.
Oh, that was spectacular. That was Chicago Clarinet Ensemble with Syncopated Clock. They'll be playing this Saturday at Northeastern Illinois University. You can go to what's the website? They can go for tickets.
www.chicagoclarinetensemble.org.
All right. And I will be there, yes?
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. And we will also have tickets for live stream via concert.
Oh, people can live stream this whole show?
Yeah.
I was not informed of that. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. That's great. No, it's fine. I talked to my manager about these things.
Okay.
No, that's I wish I was kidding. It's, by the way, it's an all ages show. I've been telling people this is for your family.
Yeah.
Bring the kids out. Because people always worry about a comic. About, I don't know why they worry about me.
Somebody did ask me that today.
But if I was capable of doing a family show.
Well, not
they're
so
not,
much
they're
like
They're not that.
That
far off the mark. No, and what I tell people when I do comedy, I can do anything from third show Saturday to church basements. So yours will be somewhere in between those two. I won't
great.
Do church basement.
Okay.
So this, you know, it's but it is appropriate for kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
My kids don't think I'm very funny, so we'll see what happens. What's the reaction you get when you tell people that you have the clarinet ensemble, the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble? They're like, oh, well, what do you play? They must be confused sometimes, right?
Not really. I mean, most people know what a clarinet is.
But that's the range of music that you can do because you guys can do anything.
Oh, yeah. We do a lot of different arrangements. And like I said, we try to do interesting programs like this variety show. So they're curious.
Right. Good. Be curious.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to be.
And they want to know about the different clarinets, like Matt in the back with the contra clarinet. I don't know if you can see him back there. Mm-hmm. Matt, can you
I believe I compared that to the piping in my basement for the bathroom.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
And then we actually have a new member of the clarinet ensemble who's playing little clarinet, James Orlando. He's playing the E-flat clarinet, which is
Hi, James.
The other extreme.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what now, so the small, is that the, did you, had you had a small clarinet in the group before?
Yeah, we did, but this piece really features it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. With the, and then also the wood blocks.
The wood blocks, yeah. So John Agnew is a percussion major at Northeastern Illinois University. Unfortunately, he's not a clarinet player.
Oh.
But we would not be
There's
able to,
time.
Yeah,
used
we would
to
not
be,
be able to do this without him. So we're
Oh, no, it was beautifully guys. Done. Very nice. And how many, so you have about 20 here tonight. How mm-hmm. many altogether did you say you have?
About 45 will be there on Saturday.
And if someone wants to join the ensemble, is there an audition process? Is there an application process?
There's not really an application. They just need to come and play for me. Or if, you know.
I like the way, play for me.
Yeah.
It's like snapped. Play for me. I want to see what you have.
Pretty much.
Is it that intense? I'm not talking about your relationship again here.
Whatever.
He seriously blushes so very easily.
I know.
It's cute. It's did he say he blushes because he's old?
He did say that.
Yeah, that's weird. That's not really.
That's weird.
I don't think that's a reason that you blush. I'm going to suspect that you went ahead and blushed when you were a kid, too. Yeah. Too funny. So this Saturday we have the event coming up. I'll be there. What time does it start?
7:30.
And I'm asking for the audience, not for a friend.
No, she's writing it down though.
7:30 and Northeastern Illinois University. And I've told you before, I have a soft spot in my heart for NEIU because my mother went to school there. She was getting her degree in business and scraped me off there a lot for childcare. No, but I love the campus. I think it's one of these gems in Chicago that people don't really understand what they have at their finger. Just so nearby, in the middle of this neighborhood. Is it the Mayfair neighborhood? Is it
North Park?
North Park.
Yeah.
So I mean, you have a great auditorium with great performances. They often have Ballet Folklorico performs there. Mm-hmm. You guys, how often do you have performances there with the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble?
We have our annual spring concert, and then we sometimes do breakout concerts, mm-hmm. or we do off-campus things too. So,
and you also are available for hire if people want to hire.
Sure.
I've told you before, I wish I'd known about you when I was getting married. I would have loved to have had a group like this.
Yeah, we love parties.
And where do people go for information on joining or booking?
ChicagoClarinetEnsemble.com. They could just email me.
Chicago Clarinet, and that's Rose.
Oh, I'm sorry, .org.
Oh!
Ooh, yeah. I made a mistake. Chicago
I've been doing it all night. It's my fault. I'm contagious.
Must be.
ChicagoClarinetEnsemble.org.
Yeah.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And also they have a Facebook page for this event, so you can see if anyone you know is going. and if you don't want to see them, you can just sit on the other side of the auditorium. No, I have a lot of friends that have said, I have ex-boyfriends that have confirmed. I'm still friends, you know.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
I know.
It is a family show, so this is something I'm really proud of. Not that when I perform at Zany's, I don't want people to come see me, but I never quite know what I'm going to say in a comedy club environment.
Yeah.
It's kind of a little more freewheeling.
Mm-hmm.
But for your event, I'm planning on a very structured show. I know it's material that's been tried and proven, and there'll be some things we'll just kind of play a little bit with the audience.
Yeah.
But for people who don't, you know, like friends and family, what I'm saying is it can go south in a comedy club. Not that it can't. For any live performance, do you get like butterflies when you have a live show?
Oh, for sure.
Do you find that though, if there's a mistake, like the audience doesn't always know?
Mostly they don't.
They don't.
No, we obsess about it for years after that, but they hardly ever know.
Well, because here's the thing about audiences, and this is something everybody has to remember, no matter if it's our clarinetists in the audience or anyone that performs, the audience does not know what you meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
They never know what that's all. It's, you know, we can get all wrapped up in our heads because with comics, we'll go back and try to fix something. The audience didn't know you made a mistake until you tell them you made a mistake. It's hard to sort of own that, but it's true. They don't know what you meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all yours. And audiences are always there. They want you to succeed. That's why they're there. They've already bought into the experience. So let it go. Does she stress over it? Yeah, don't stress. Does she need a massage envy on Saturday before the show?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I need a massage. I have to see if we can hook you up. For you. Oh, I see. To help you relax a little bit. Yeah. What is a day before performance like for you?
Usually stressful. I mean, it depends on the performance.
Plus, you're organizing this entire thing.
Yeah.
Too.
In fact, this is one of the only concerts that I've decided not to play in. Normally, I'm in the ensemble. I do a small thing and a large thing. And I'm not, because it was so much organization. I just. I don't want to overwhelm myself.
Put one more thing on top of
that. Yeah, plus we have 45 clarinet players, so I think I'm good.
Right, the performances are in good hands.
Yeah.
And what kind of music, how many songs do you have planned for Saturday?
So the one that you just heard, Syncopated Clock, is going to actually have two kid dancers dancing around.
Yay.
And then we have a couple pieces, two of them we can do for you tonight are called Animal Antics.
Mm-hmm.
They're real short pieces with just one clarinet and a narrator. Dave is narrating, and then Kathy Cowan, our vocal teacher from Northeastern, is going to narrate.
She can't decide what kind of weather we're going to have next either.
She's got the
winter knit hat on. I'm with you. I don't know what to wear anymore. I give up. Yeah.
I'm laughing at my hat.
I'm not laughing at your hat. I'm laughing at our weather making you wear that hat, Kathy. By the way, Cubs fan in the corner. Well done, sir.
Yes.
Yes. You do know this. You know the score, right?
Yeah,
very exciting. Were you at the game?
I was there.
Oh, that's very cool. I have friends who are Reds fans, and so today was a good day.
Oh.
That was a very, very good day. Yes. Well, are you a Cubs fan? You don't have to. Oh, look at you. Oh, much of a pause. You don't like sports?
Music nerd, yeah.
That's all right.
No, it's really not.
You're going to have to have the group play Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Yeah, we have a clarinet. Actually,
or Go Cubs Go.
Conrad and Jen Patkus played Take Me Out to the Ball Game at one of our last concerts.
She's like, what? Oh, right. Jen's like, oh, yes, I did.
Hey, Patty.
Yes.
I don't know if you can see me behind all the clarinets.
I cannot.
Hold on a second.
We need to take a commercial break. If the clarinists could all move around, I'm trying to do the hand signals.
More after this with our Chicago clarinetist. Well, Chicago Clarinet Ensemble. Go to ChicagoClarinetEnsemble.org for ticket information about this Saturday and for information about their future performances and maybe you're interested in joining. Just a moment after this.